Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Join me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. And we got our good buddy Ted Fishman back on the show. We're celebrating 8 years of his membership in our Brain Trust. Ted is the author of one of my favorite books, China Inc., which still is, it turned out to be not only a report on China, but a prophecy on China. So you still need to check that out. And then his newest book is on the demographics of the world, called Shock of Gray, and that's another watershed book of his. And he's our good friend, Ted Fishman. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, so glad to be here. 8 years. Wow, that's amazing.
I know. How about this? Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it, Ted?
It does. Maybe that's why I just did a book on aging.
Exactly. Thanks a lot.
It's out in paperback, by the way.
Oh, really?
Out in paperback. Yeah.
Good deal.
That's good news, yeah.
Okay, so you just got back from Indonesia, and I want you to report on that and what you learned there, how we can learn from that here in Small Business America. But before we do, with your experience and knowledge and understanding of China, of that region, that whole Pacific Rim region, as we all know, North Korea has been saber-rattling, apparently, in a way that's even beyond what we've seen in the past. The young Kim Jong-un, the new 29-year-old president of that country, he's really causing a lot of people to get upset. China is the lead benefactor of North Korea. Talk to us about that relationship and whether you think China will allow Korea to go off half-cocked here.
It is such a troubling development. I always feel, Jim, I just came back from a month in China, too, and I always feel everything in China is a constant negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
So North Korea might be causing problems for China right now. And
really?
They most certainly are. As things get tenser in North Korea and sanctions from around the world get tighter in North Korea, there's always the possibility that the already significant flow of North Koreans fleeing North Korea into China will grow.
Is that easy to do or hard to do for those guys?
They live a very stealthy life, but wages are going up in China, especially in southern China.
But I mean, are those borders porous?
It's a patrolled border, but the crossings are significant.
It's kind of like Juarez, New Mexico, right?
It is something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Koreans in China, they don't tend to speak Chinese.
Right.
They live a very fearful life. They come from a place that's very different from China
mm-hmm.
right now.
But
China
also
has to take care of them.
You said it was causing problems for China. Is China having to spend some of their leverage that they otherwise would use for themselves on being forced or being encouraged to deal with Korea? Is it upsetting that dynamic?
Well, China wants to be seen as a kind of global power
mm-hmm.
and a global mediator. But until now, China's had very few reliable, close allies who, admire what China has mm-hmm. done, want to be more like China in the way that other countries, emulate the United States. People admire its economy and so on. Very few places admire its politics.
Right.
North Korea is one of the handful of allies solid allies that China has around the world. There's North Korea, there's
Iran,
arguably Pakistan, Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And so China's reluctant to give up that relationship. Also, if China were to cut off some of the main supports that it gives
right.
it, financial support, food support,
mm-hmm.
Then you would see a refugee problem.
So that's the problem. So bottom line, in the time we have left, is this problem with North Korea? Are you concerned it's going to get out of hand, that China really can't help it, can't fix it?
You know, I just gave a talk at the University of Minnesota on China, a big talk, and, you know, everybody's always interested in tariff problems with China,
yeah.
currency problems in China. Nothing compares to the threat from
wow.
North Korea. That is the big, big
problem.
Do you
know anything about this this new regime in North Korea? I mean, is this kid likely to back up what he says he's going to do?
Well, there is one interesting theory. I don't know how much stock I put in it, but it's a hopeful theory, which is Korea needs economic reform. And in order to push through economic reform, he can't seem like a toady to the West or a toady
right.
to China. So he's looking like a bully militarily. So
right.
under the cover of that, he can push
so
through
this,
some.
So this noise that he's making toward,
reform.
he's shouting to us, is really a message to his own people.
Yeah, it's a message to his own people that he has legitimacy and that what he does in addition to that is
street
out of love
cred.
Of the Korean people. Yeah.
He's building street cred so he can push through some other agendas. Very interesting, folks. Everything not always as seem, right, as Mr. Miyagi might have said. Quick break, 20 till, right back with Ted Fishman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.